Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, you all, and welcome to Turnbuckle Turmoil. I am your favorite drunken hillbilly, J.B. Moonshine, and alongside me, as always, that SOB sign guy and the crazy old man, QT. We have a special treat for you on today's show with a guest and one of my favorite people, the owner of Combat Pro Wrestling and the one in charge of Team Yvonne Seaver. How are you doing today, Yvonne?
Good, honey. Yeah. How are you? Can you hear me?
Great. Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
Good to have you. Well, the first thing that I have to ask you is, what are you going to do about this whole Team Jeff business? I mean, come on.
Well, we got to have Team Jeff in some aspect because it gives us a little fun. It's a little fun beating up his team.
Well, come on. I mean, he calls me. He's issuing out challenges. He's just being very, very harassing. There's got to be something done with that guy.
Well, when we can get back into action again, we will just have to make that a reality now, won't we?
Okay. We'll do that. And okay, second thing is if I do accept that challenge, is there gonna be any hard feelings of when I beat him and dismantle the Team Jeff?
Hard feelings maybe on his part. If we get it back away from Team Jeff, then it's just Team Yvonne to run the place. That sounds good to me.
That has a ring in it right there. Yeah, that does sound good. Hear that, Jeff? No hard feelings if I beat you up and dismantle your team. Hashtag no more Team Jeff. Okay. Now I'm done. Let's be serious. what I really want to know is, okay, you be one, you know, there ain't very many females in the business though, at least doing the whole kind of run their own thing and doing their own stuff and or whatever. And where was I? Not off my place. Oh yeah, what got you into wanting to be a promoter or, you know, owning your own company or, you know, running, you know?
What made me want to do it? Well, I've loved wrestling my whole life. It's been a part of my life since I was a kid. Then after a while, wrestling for the big guys became a bunch of bullshit. And watching it became boring. And so then I decided when my girlfriend ran into an opportunity to go to a show, an independent show, she wanted me to go, but I didn't feel like driving because half the independent shows that I'd ever been to when I was young were not that great, not that entertaining for me, so I really wasn't excited about it. So she went, called me when she got done, told me no, that I would love to, you know, love to watch this, that they had a great big dude there that would be who I would root for. So I was like, yeah, whatever. We went to a TNA show. That big dude that she was talking about happened to be playing security that night, and I noticed him, and I kept telling her, that dude needs to be a wrestler if he isn't already. she finally noticed who I was talking about and told me that that was the guy that she wanted me to see that wrestled in Marysville at the time. So I was like, oh, well, I'm sold. Let's go next show. So we went. It was fun. I got to meet a bunch of wrestlers. Me and my girlfriend made it a every time they were around, we would go to the events. It was a lot of fun. I started going to more events and started going to different companies. Then the stuff started getting out of control, too much drama. And when the companies start allowing their fans to see the drama that's playing out in the back, that became a problem. And because I'm a people person, everybody knows that I like to talk to people. I'm mean and all that, but if you're cool to me, I'm cool to you. So, of course, people started telling me all the BS in the business. And as a fan, it kind of killed it for me. But I didn't want my love for wrestling to be tainted by all the BS that I was becoming aware of and being brought into. So a friend of mine at that time, who was a wrestler, was also tired of all the BS and the drama and all that. So he wanted, and he came to me with it. And at the time, it sounded fantastic. I said, let's go. We created that company. Unfortunately, that company, which taught me a lot, ended up the same way, too much drama. A wrestler that couldn't let go of being a wrestler and being just an owner of a company and took it somewhere that it wasn't supposed to go. So I pulled the plug on that company. But I wasn't done. I loved the business. I wanted it to be what I seen it as. So I sat home and, you know, licked them wounds for about 6 months after the other company, and me and my designer, John, and I'll have to give Jeff a little credit somewhere in there, and Jeff at the idea of doing combat pro wrestling. It still brought in a part of my old company, the love that I had for that and the love I had for wrestling. And then here we are with CPW. Now, a lot's changed in them 4 years, but that's what made CPW come about. Yvonne wasn't done. Yvonne wasn't going to let anyone dictate the vision I had. So I went out and made that a reality.
Yes, 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 you did. You kind of answered my next question, too. All in one. My other question was how did you come up, Stacey came up with the name or the CPW and the logo itself?
Like I said, the combat pro thing was due to combat. Fighting, and my old company had that. So with loving both and loving the original concept that my last partner came up with, I said, you know, let's do it. So me and John, who's been a part of everything I've done in the wrestling business pretty much the whole time, I went to him and I said, let's do it. You design us a logo, you design us a, you come up with something that sounds good for what we want, and let's go. So John Rodriguez actually gets the credit for the name Combat Pro Wrestling CPW.
Is that the reason why the logo kind of has that Greek helmet, like the Roman type wrestling thing going on? Because it has like that the logo looks, you know, like a big helmet, you know, that the thing. So
yes, John is that was John knew that I wanted to still kind of hold on to a little bit of the old company as well, and he figured that was the best way to incorporate the two, and I loved it. Jeff loved it. We went with it.
That's good. Okay. I have one more question, I guess. After this whole pandemic, this whole pandemic crap and everything's over, and things are finally come back in full effect, what do you see or what do you have planned, for the CPW's future?
Well, one thing we got to do is, so we got your title back with Team Yvonne. So now we got a couple other titles that we have to bring back home to Team Yvonne. So that's going to be, that's going to be the main focus. Is that? And to do a couple new things that CPW hasn't done before, like we're going to do the ladders match between Rashad and the cruiserweight champ, Chris Brady. That's going to be real exciting. I don't know if it's going to be exciting for those two boys because, their bodies are going to be tore up. But, that's going to be a lot of fun for CPW to put on. And, we got some other surprises, but we can't put them all out there. Not yet.
Okay, yes. Chris and Rashawn definitely got not one thing in there. I've been in those type of matches, and ladder matches are not fun, and you are not the same when you walk out.
Yeah, they might have bit off a little more than they could chew.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. But I guess, I'll go ahead and hand it over to you.
All right, thank you, JB. Boss Lady, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. One of the things that was new to you since you were on last, you have guest refereed in a few matches in the last year or so. You made your official debut as a guest referee at the Strawberry Festival last year. What's it been like getting in there officiating matches?
Now, that's interesting. I guess I got a little more respect for your referees, that's for damn sure. It's some work. It's a lot of fun, though, because, I like to be in charge, and I like to tell them what to do. And when I feel that things aren't going properly with Team Jeff, per se, and his team that likes to cheat a lot, sometimes the boss lady has to, get in there and make it right. So I have no problem getting in there now and again when I think Team Jeff is overstepping and not doing things properly and making sure that the matches are done right. Not saying that you guys as refs aren't doing a great job. I'm just saying sometimes you guys I think we're scared of him and allowed his team to get away with some stuff. So sometimes I can't sit back and watch that put on the stripes and do it.
Prior to getting in there the first time, and even after that really, did you have any role models that you studied and looked at as far as kind of a style and how you wanted to referee it, or did you just kind of jump in and do it?
Well, I've watched you and I've watched a few others, so I took a little pointers from all of you, but at the end of the day, I'm me, so we all know that Yvonne just does Yvonne, so I got in there for the most part and winged it.
Now, of course, CPW has been in a few different homes, but our current home up there in Marysville, a great venue for us, and we've had several shows there now. Obviously, we're kind of in a holding pattern right now as far as live shows, but what do you think it is about our present home there at the Performing Arts Center that makes it kind of a special and unique place for CPW?
Well, the Red Curtain is like a family, and they operate kind of like a family when they do their business. So I think it was a great fit for CPW because we are very much a family company. We're a family-based company all the way around, and all the people that are involved in the company are all treated as family. So I think it was just the whole environment of they were family-oriented. They knew that we were family-oriented, and they decided to give us a shot there, and it has been a success. We've, you know, our attendance has gone up since we moved to the Red Curtain. It's every show has been better and been bigger, so I think it was a great time for us to find the Red Curtain when we did. Not taking away from any of the venues that we have ever been in. They have all helped CPW get where they are. Unfortunately, a couple of them are, you know, closed up now. One is closing, which is, you know, in retrospect, is kind of sad because that's where CPW got its biggest push. But we grew, and we're continuing to grow. So for now, I love our new home, and it's a great environment for everyone. We can do our family-friendly shows there. We can do our adult shows there when we do our adult shows. So it's just a great, great location. And it's in the middle of a place where there's a lot of people, but not a lot going on. You know, they don't have a lot of entertainment there. So we're bringing something to the community that they haven't had for a long time. So I think it's good for everyone.
Now, last year, CPW put on a show around Halloween. One of the competitors there that almost won the thing, and I think he would have won the Battle Royal if he had not lost it, went out dressed as J.B. Moonshine. You clearly have a spare J.B. Moonshine now. How nice is it knowing in the back of your mind if one J.B. Moonshine were to become injured or get lost or something, there's a totally competent replacement J.B. Moonshine.
There's a baby J.B. running around.
I mean, I saw two J.B. Moonshines out there that night.
Yes, one was a little bit smaller.
It happens.
We'd have to call him Baby Moonshine.
That would probably work because, you know, there's a lot of moonshiners. We got to differentiate between all of them.
Yeah, Baby Moonshine sounds good.
Now, here in Washington, people that are from here know we have a really strict athletic commission in the best of times. Sometimes it's been a chore over the years to be able to present live wrestling to fans just because the commission is so restrictive. As a promoter, you have more headaches than other parts of the wrestling business would have dealing with it. From your own perspective as a promoter, what's it been like dealing with a state athletic commission?
Well, they are kind of, you know, a lot stricter here than most places. Fortunately for CPW, we haven't had to deal with them too much. In the beginning, we had to have a conversation with them, but as of right now, we haven't dealt with them much. I know that we are going to do the process here soon after all this stuff is all said and done to get fully licensed. But that's an awful process and a very long process. So I know for some it went a little smoother. I'm hoping for when we get going again that it goes as smooth for us, but you know, I always expect the worst and plan for it. So Hopefully it doesn't go terrible and it goes a lot smoother for us like it did for others. But we've been fortunate that we haven't had to deal with them too much, though.
That is fortunate. And if it makes you feel better, it gets a lot stricter in Kentucky, even in Washington. So we're not the worst.
Yeah, I know.
I've been around long enough to know that on wrestling shows you get the occasional injury, and sometimes it can be fairly serious, and sometimes it can look like it's fairly serious, even if it's not in actuality. Coming from the viewpoint of a promoter, when you see something in the ring that looks like it could be a potentially serious injury, what's going through your mind at that point?
Okay, well, since everybody knows that I'm a mom, in my head that the mom first comes out. I'm concerned for the person's safety. I'm concerned for what their family's thinking. I'm concerned that, oh, God, is he good? Is he not good? It's hard because me being a mom, sometimes I can fall into the same line as the fans and get a little wrapped up too, and not necessarily look at the full situation and be like, okay, that's what they were supposed to do, but God, it looked horrible. And then I kind of panic a little bit, but then I remember, okay, these guys know what they're doing. Okay, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's fine. It's fine. Now, you will see me now and again at a show and this is one of the reasons I try not to watch ringside too often, because the mom in me comes out. And it's also one of the reasons I try not to when I go to other shows, when it's somebody I know that's in the ring and I see something that, there's been times I've had to actually get up and walk outside so I don't fuck up somebody else's show by saying something. So I'll just go outside. But so I try not to be at ringside too much, because if I see something that to me looks potentially like, oh, God, you'll see me run around the ring and try and get, like, the ref's attention, like at least look at me, tell me that shit's okay, okay? But so I try not to stay at ringside too much for that, because I know that, granted, it's helped sell a few matches for people unintentionally with my reaction. So I don't like to stay out there too much so I don't react as a mother and just be the boss lady in the back.
Totally understand that. On extremely rare occasion, I come flying out in matches I'm not involved with to try to stop them if it looks like someone landed on their head and broke their neck in front of me, JB. But now at CPW, I think we've been fairly lucky at CPW. I don't think of too many very serious injuries or anything like that. But when you're looking at things not only just as a performer or a promoter or just someone in the business looking at it as a layman, like, how important do you think it is in the wrestling industry for there to be someone on a show with a medical background just in case it's needed, whether it's someone that works as an EMT or if it's someone that is a nurse or something like that, even if they're not necessarily part of the show, just kind of have them at a show just in case help is needed?
To me, that's very important. And every CPW show has had at least one, if not two, people that are in the medical field that are there. For me, I think it's very important, not just for the wrestlers in the ring, but what if, you know, say a fan had some medical issue, and if you didn't have somebody there that knew something that could, you know, at least help until help got there. For me, it's important. It's 100% important. It's your responsibility as a promoter to make sure that that if something comes about that was not expected, that you have the proper tools there to help fix it. And for me, 100%, somebody there that can help that's in the medical field in one way or another, an EMT, a nurse. And for us, we actually have a nurse and we have an EMT. So we are, for CPW in a ways, I feel that if something was to happen in my ring, there is somebody there that can assist instantly, and that eases my mind more than you would ever know.
Mine too, actually. Now, JB mentioned Team Jeff earlier in the show, but I don't think we have mentioned yet today. There is a third team. There's a third owner at CPW. Of course, Seds is the other owner. There's a Team Seds. He seems to be more in line with your thinking than Jeff's thinking. But what's it been like working with Seds as a co-owner slash promoter?
Seds is a okay, so we have Seds the wrestler, and then we have Scott. Scott is an awesome businessman all the way around. That was one of the smartest things that me and Jeff did, was ask Scott to be a part of CPW and to be part owner of CPW. That was 100% an awesome decision that me and Jeff made. Now, Seds is unpredictable, is crazy. Seds is also a lot of fun. Me, as a fan of the business, really enjoy Seds' craziness as a worker, and did prior. So for me, working with Scott / Seds is fantastic. Do I think that we're always going to see eye to eye? No. He's male. There's none in there. You got to get one. He's male, just like Jeff. But as of now, we work as a fantastic team. Seds does have his little following, and that's fine. Right now, they work mostly with Team Yvonne, and I see that continuing. Sonalities would work well together, as in them teaming up. So we do great the way it is. And with all three of us, you know, no matter what, Team Yvonne, Team Jeff, Team Seds, the three of us are about CPW, so it's about making CPW the best CPW can be and give the fans the best that we have to offer, and we do that. Granted, me and Jeff, you know, we have our issues, and that's just because he's male and, you know, he's got that caveman mentality sometimes and thinks that, you know, rawr, he's man, he knows all. No, he doesn't. But the three of us as a team in as a whole are what makes CPW go. So without all three of us, CPW wouldn't be the CPW it is today. Whether there's Team Yvonne, Team Jeff, Team Seds, at the end of the day, we team CPW. So that's our main focus, and that's what our main focus will continue to be, to make this company as best as we can for everybody that's in it.
Now,
did that answer
CPW,
good enough?
Oh, go ahead.
I said, did that answer it good enough?
Yeah, absolutely. CPW in the last couple of years has picked up some great new young talent. There's a lot of guys that are under 3 years in the business that have found a home at CPW, a little bit of a youth movement going on. What's it been like seeing some of these young talents basically getting in at the start of their career and helping rise CPW a little bit?
Well, one of the biggest things for me was I've always and will always enjoy working with the young, new upcomers. For me, if they show that they got the heart and the love for the business, that's what this business needs. And I see things in some of the younger generation that I guess others don't see. And I have all faith in everything that they're doing to make them bigger and better. And I'm here to give them that platform to shine and to get bigger and better. Because CPW is a great company, don't get me wrong, but I never created CPW to be a selfish company. I created CPW for a place for people to get noticed, to get picked up, to go other places, to live their dream, because working one company, that's not a dream. You know, to get out there, to get your name out there, to go see the world, to wrestle in rings all over the world. That's most of their dream, and I want that to be a reality for them. So I'm not trying to keep my CPW guys to CPW. I want my CPW guys to be seen by everyone and for everyone to want them to come to their companies and work because they're that good. That's what I want for my boys and girls in CPW. I love for them, for CPW to be their home companies, but I want them to go out and shine. I want to one day turn on the TV and say, hey, that was mine once. You know, I helped that one. Go. I'm a mom, so I want to see, in a sense, I want to see all my kids grow. I want to see them spread their wings and go out there and do big things. And if I can help them in any way get to do that, then I've done my job. The whole reason I created CPW. For them little people that don't get enough recognition, that aren't in the buddy system, that, you know, aren't best friends with, say, said this, you know, big wrestler or this promoter, so you'll just sit in the back and help load the ring up and tear the ring down and never get that time. For me, it's different. I want to give them that opportunity. I'm not an ex-wrestler. I don't give two shits about me getting attention. I want them to get the attention. So if me being part of it helps push them to do so, then so be it. But other than that, this is about them and them doing what they want to do, what they got into wrestling for. And I know it wasn't to get at one company and sit there and do the same stuff over and over again. It's so they could get out there. That's what I want. I want all of them to succeed to the levels that they want to. Now, some of them want to just stay in one company and wrestle all the time. That's awesome too, you know, but the ones that actually want to get out there and push to get out there, I want to help push them do that.
Well, at this point, our co-host QT is standing by, and I know he has questions for you as well. So, Des, help you as QT takes things.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sandai, and thank you, JB. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Yvonne, we recently had on Glow Women's Wrestler, this was this past Friday, Roxy Astor, and before her match, one of her matches with a wrestler named Beastie, she started rapping, and her rap song went like this. Now that you know my name is Roxy, it's obvious that I'm rich and foxy. In the ring, there's no one faster because they can't beat Roxy Astor. My question is, are you initiating a new policy at Combat Pro Wrestling where wrestlers will have to rap about themselves before they enter the ring like Roxy Astor? That's what I've heard.
No. I'm good there.
What if somehow you yourself, Yvonne, could travel back in time, would you form a rap band with George the Animal Steel? There's rumors. If you could travel back in time.
No, because I don't rap, don't pretend to, don't try to. I'm good.
If you could invest in a wormhole portal to another fifth dimension, and you could send JB Moonshine to rap with George the Animal Steel? Would you spend your money on this fifth dimension wormhole portal? JB Moonshine and George the Animal Steel.
I wouldn't spend the money to send him there. We'd go somewhere different.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, Yvonne, did you turn out for sports at Schreiber Lake High School? Schreiber Lake. Yes.
I was the volleyball coach when I was in school.
You were the volleyball coach?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you ever make it to state?
No.
Okay.
I was too high all the time.
Okay. All right. Can you tell us what Schreiber Lake High School colors are?
Purple and gray.
Okay, purple and gray. That's kind of an unusual combination. Did you have a fan that showed up at the volleyball games at Schreiber Lake High School, and she was the exact appearance of Miss Bula Ballbreaker in the original Porky movies?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. that could be a good thing. Yes. Okay. Well, Yvonne, would you say that the two dinner entrees you are best known for are boneless barbecue chicken and mashed potatoes from scratch?
Yes, all right.
Okay, because I hear that a lot of wrestling managers, they're very good cooks. And somehow through the grapevine, I heard your boneless barbecue chicken is very good.
Yeah, my chicken's pretty good.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you ever taken any of your leftover boneless barbecue chicken, dipped it in liquid nitrogen, and used it on Sign Guy?
No, I kind of like Sign Guy, so I don't want to damage him right now.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, Yvonne, when this COVID-19 gets over, is it true that we have an upcoming ladder match at CPW between Real Talk, Rashad Tyson, and wrestling's greatest attraction, Chris Brady? Is that set for October?
Yep, that will be happening as soon as this virus is over.
Wow. Now, what precautions as a wrestling manager do you have to take with a ladders match?
Be careful. Watch what you're doing. Stay out of the way.
Do you yourself inspect the ladder before the match, and do you climb up its rungs yourself?
Me personally, no, I don't do ladders, but it will be checked by the proper person, and that person will make sure everything is all good. But Yvonne, don't do ladders.
Okay.
I'll swing one at you, but I ain't crawling it.
Will the person testing this ladder be none other than ring announcer Dimitri?
I'm not making poor Dimitri get on no damn ladder neither. Mm-mm. I love him too much to risk him now.
Well, how about his son, Warrior Kid Jay? Will he test out the ladder?
I'm not risking Zay either. I got somebody I'll risk. That's okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, Yvonne, you told JB Moonshine earlier in the show that you are a people person and you like to talk to people. How do you get along with Northwest wrestling icon Darth Carter?
Scared of me like most of them. So he behaved.
Oh, okay. Boy, I don't know. Well, has he ever contacted you on Facebook for a friend request, Darth Carter?
No. Like I said, I think he's scared of me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Yvonne, have you and John Rodriguez appeared together in A Sign of the Times?
Yeah.
Oh, can you recall what number that was? What number of Sign of the Times?
I can't.
Okay.
I'm old.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he just recently got a lithograph at a fine art show of John Lennon playing his guitar and serenading Paw Moonshine. Have you seen this recent lithograph?
No, can't say that I have.
Oh, okay. Sign guy may be able to hook you up with that, with a recent sign of the moon. Okay. It's a very good addition. Very good. Now, how many sign of the times have you seen, and are you familiar with Seymour Snot? Seymour Snot.
No, I'm not.
Boy, you've got a lot of research to do.
I guess so.
All right. Well, Yvonne, if I myself, QT Vokes, wanted to join Team Yvonne, would my 10 years on this wrestling podcast automatically qualify me for an instant Team Yvonne qualification?
Instant. Nothing's instant with Team Yvonne. You would have to come and, you know, talk with the rest of the team, because it ain't just me. The other part of the team would have to accept you as well.
I see. Would this involve a series of questions in an interview format in like a classroom setting? Would I have to take a quiz?
No, you just have to have a chit chat.
I see. How about, would I have to arm wrestle JB Moonshine and beat him?
No, I don't want to damage JB. He's got a belt and he's got to, you know, rest up, and so can't put him in no extra stuff right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Yvonne, can you tell us about your earliest memory of Tulalip Championship Wrestling in Marysville? And if so, did it involve the Bro Show with Damon James?
Yvonne don't like him much, so don't really care too much for him. The only thing Yvonne really gave, Yvonne was all about TCW because of the big man, XL. That's why Yvonne went to TCW. Granted, there was a bunch of others I met that were cool, like Little Chocolate Drop, DJ Edwards, which is one of my all-time favorites, and, you know, my Ryzik with the greatest butt in the wrestling business, and, you know, Quiz, and some of the other cool ones I met there. But, yeah, I don't care for him. Now, his partner, now that was whole different. Damon's partner was Mom.
Some of the very, I'd say, top 10 matches I saw at Tulalip Championship Wrestling involved Aaron Bolo.
Bolo was the stuff. It was a sad day for the wrestling world when Aaron had to retire.
Yes. How much would it mean if he did not have all those concussions and he could wrestle for CPW? How much would that
mean? If Aaron Bolo didn't have all them concussions, Aaron Bolo would be, we'd be flipping on TV and seeing Aaron every week.
That's true. He did make an appearance on WWE.
Aaron would have been something big in wrestling if he unfortunately didn't get hurt.
Yes, I can't remember.
He was a good wrestler and a good person.
Yes. Yes, okay. All right. Well, Yvonne, is it true you once had plans to steal Christopher Ryzik's mirror and sell it on eBay?
No, because Ryzik, he would be so mentally damaged. I wouldn't want to have to pay his mental bills and the doctor bills for him. So I couldn't damage him mentally like that. Plus, you know, his little wife is fantastic. So, you know, I wouldn't want to put her through that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Yvonne, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners, when is the contract of ring announcer Dimitri up? And when he signs his new contract, will he get a signing bonus?
Dimitri is a ride or die, so Dimitri's contract ain't never up. As long as CPW's door's open, Dimitri got that mic in his hand.
Oh, okay. So there's no contract that he wants to renew that will give him a little bit more money than his rookie contract?
Oh, he ain't been under a rookie contract in years.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you yourself ever been ranked number one by the Turnbuckle Turmoil Weekly Rankings but you have never received your fruit pie that is awarded to all the ranked number one wrestlers.
Nope, I've not been number one yet.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. I'll have to make a note of that here in my notes. Okay. Well, Yvonne, have you ever been hit with a Kindle stick?
No, but I hit somebody with one.
You did. Who was its wrestler?
I hit Team Jeff leader Jeff with one.
Whoa.
Actually, I hit
okay.
Twice.
Wow. I asked this question because on Friday, our second half caller on the show, it was a wrestler named Dewey Wellington, and he has been hit quite a bit with a Kindle stick. Dewey Wellington.
Hmm. Yeah, you ain't nobody hitting me with a Kindle stick, but I ain't got no problem hitting somebody with one.
All right. Yvonne, what if Paul Moonson forgot his combination of antidepressants and Viagra and hit you with a Kindle stick? Would you double leg take down him?
Oh, Paul would be in the hospital in a hot second. He wouldn't even think about that stuff. He might be old, but he ain't retarded now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Yvonne, to your knowledge, has Diafola Debashi and Sideshow, the clown, ever teamed together at CPW?
No, they have not yet. Oh, wait. No, actually, they haven't.
Wow. Holy, okay. What if somehow this COVID-19 gets most 90% over by October? Could you see a Halloween special tag event where Diafola Debashi and Sideshow the clown from the dark side of the tent, team together?
No, unfortunately, Debashi is Team Jeff, and is Debashi and Beauty and are him and Ryzik are the CPW champions, and Sideshow is Team Yvonne. So, no, that's not happening.
Yeah, too great of a chasm to cross. Yes.
Yep.
Wow, all right. Okay, Yvonne, at this time I'm going to give it back over to Sangai.
All right.
Thank you, QT. Well, Vaughn, like we said, we're kind of in a holding pattern right now, but if I know wrestling promoters, there's always ideas in place on how to top the last show, how to make things better. Since live wrestling will be months behind as far as what fans are able to enjoy on the independent level, what have you been looking into that you can tell us as far as what we might be seeing new coming into CPW?
Well, we got a few things in the works. Scott's been working overtime. Right now he's taking a little R&R for him and the family, so which is well needed for him. But we got some stuff coming up. I know that CPW will be on the road a little bit, and we got a few spots that we're going to, a couple shows. I'm not going to release any of the details on that yet until everything's signed and, you know, all the little details are all done. But don't think for 1 minute that because we're not wrestling that we ain't working, because we've got all kinds of things set up. So as soon as this stuff is over, at least over to an extent that we can be safe enough to do shows again, be very on the lookout to watch CPW blow up. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
We've seen a lot of top talent come into CPW over the years that fans know from television. Guys like B-Boy and Robbie E and so many others have come in that have that television exposure previously. If you could bring in anyone that is wrestling either today or in the past that has television and there is no thought to money behind it or no thought to contracts behind it, who's the one person you would most want at CPW?
Huh, that's kind of a hard one. Well, for me, I would bring somebody back that, for me, that turns me back into a fan every time I see him in the ring. And he should be somewhere so much different than where he's at now, except that I'm so proud of him for starting his own school and doing all that. And now he's doing big things. And, but one of my all-time favorites in this business, and that's B-Boy, because that man, every time I ever watched him work, turned me back into a fan. And that's hard to do for me. There's not too many workers these days, and it doesn't matter whether they're WWE, TNA, A&E, whatever. There's not too many wrestlers these days that when I sit down and watch them work, that I turn into a fan again. B-Boy gives me that every time. I don't care who he goes against. It doesn't matter. There's something about that man that just brings the fan out in me, and that's hard to do now. So for me, it would be somebody like B-Boy. You know, I don't care about the big guys on WWE and stuff like that. I've met so many of them over the years. Yeah, some are cool people. Some are just assholes. And, you know, for me, it's got to be somebody that's the whole package, inside and outside of the ring. And for me, Benny's just that person.
QT brought up earlier that idiot Darth Carter, whom I hate, he showed up at CPW a couple of times. If he and QT were to get into the ring to do a rapid intermission, hopefully after QT wrote a rather large check to the company to do so, would you provide the kendo sticks to all the people in the locker room to rush out and beat them both down in the ring?
Well, that could be a lawsuit. Because, you know, QT's not a young gentleman anymore.
Oh, come on.
So I don't want to be the company known for doing, you know, some abuse on the elderly. That's not nice.
But sometimes it's
now,
funny.
But maybe a couple of them coming out with it might not be so bad. But all of them, yeah, I would see a lawsuit if I let them all come out with it. Maybe.
All right. Now, if it helps, I do have a bounty on Darth Carter's head, so, you know, there'd be that money coming in, somebody.
Yeah, now, if you put some money out there, I don't think I'd have I think some of them would just do it just to get paid, you know, get them a little extra payday, so be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if it also helps people on the CPW roster, QT's main weakness is a sidewalk slam. It's commonly known as a QT killer.
That's still not right.
Well, I've witnessed it. It's a thing. Well, we got a few minutes left on the air today, and I want to give you ample time. So if there's anything you want to say in closing, plug and promote anything and everything, social medias, merchandise, your favorite laundromat, anything, floor is yours.
Oh, you cracked me up. CPW does have new merchandise coming out. We are going to have some keychains and some cool stuff coming out, so look forward to seeing that at the next shows. So you can reach CPW at Combat Pro Wrestling on Facebook. It's also the Twitter. Snapchat, I do believe, is the same. Or if you have any questions or comments, you can hit up my Facebook, Yvonne Sieber, because that one's pretty much connected to the wrestling one. But, yeah, as soon as all this nastiness is over and we can get back to doing what we all love, because I know that there are so many people out there struggling right now with their mental health, because wrestling kept them all sane and kept them walking that proper line. I know a lot of them are struggling right now. So I just want to tell you guys, reach out to your friends that you ain't heard from for a while. Just check on them, say hi, see what's up, you know, give them a little shout out, because right now times are tough for everyone, and if we ain't a team and stick together, we, even when we ain't in that ring, we will never succeed. So just reach out to each other and love each other, and please, please, for God's sake, guys, wear your goddamn mask so we can get back to fucking normal.
Exactly. Well said. Yvonne, thank you very much for being on today. We always appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get back to action pretty soon.
Thank you for having me, guys, and everybody stay safe.
Absolutely. JB Moonshine, is there any way that someone could buy a Moonshiner shirt if they were to want one?
They always hit me up on Facebook. Or email me at jbmoonshine.bb27@gmail.com. And that's about it. Either Facebook me or hit up on my email. I can get back to
you. I didn't
it.
Even know they had an email in the Appalachian Mountains. We've learned something here today.
It takes a while. It takes a while. But yeah, we got it. It's just like one guy that rides a bicycle.
All right. So, fans, you can buy yourself a Moonshiner t-shirt. You have 8x10s available as well.
8x10s. I got candy jars. I got, you name it, I got it. I got new hoodies, zip ups, everything for the coldness. I mean, I got hats. I got everything. Bubbles, I mean, I got, you name it, I got it. Anything's up, just email me, message me. If anything, you get bored, check out my videos on YouTube, JB Moonshine. And yeah, as soon as the pandemic and everything's over and I have to go back to beating people up, Team Jeff is going down. I am coming for you guys.
Well said, well said. You can also get my new t-shirts wherever you see me, where you can message me on the Book of Faces or at the Twitter, and I can get a shirt into your hands for a reasonable price. And as we round out the show, I want to remind you that the AWR show happening in Indianapolis tonight, that's going to be a good one. Check that out if you're in the area. And I want to wish well a former guest of our show, Drew Skills, all the best. He lost a career match last night to Madman Fulton. He will be retiring from the ring after over 20 years. Definitely want to wish him well. He's meant a lot to the pro wrestling industry. And we want to wish well, of course, Jerry Wilson and his wife Sharon. After 22 years, they've decided to shut down my home, Hoosier Pro Wrestling. For right now, at least, HPW not going to reopen, but you never know what the future has, so keep your ears and your eyes open for that. We'll be back with you next week. 1 week from today, we have the unforeseen Sensational Perez, one fantastic talent. I think you guys are going to like him, so listen next week. Get on his bandwagon early. He's going to be good, and everyone stay safe out there. We hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Just before.